We are taught in the ethics of the fathers, Da malamala mimcha velo tavo lidei avera. Know what is above you, and you will not come to sin. You will not come to miss the purpose of life. Ayin ro'ah, an eye which sees, ve'ozin shomat, and an ear which listens, v'chol ma'asecha v'sefer nichtavim, and everything that you do is written down in a book. These two principles, that Hashem knows what we do, and that Hashem cares about what we do, have the power to redefine our individual lives and our societal lives. Had mankind internalized these principles, it is unlikely that a plan to annihilate Jews, Gypsies, Blacks, and other minorities would ever have come to fruition. If our conscience had been awake, there may not be so many who are eternally at rest. The Shulchan Aruch here in Siman Bet, Seif Bet teaches us, Al yomar hinani b'chadrei chadarim miro'eini. A person shouldn't say, I'm in my room, a quiet, cornered off room, who can see me? Ki hakadosh baruch hu mole kol ha'aretz kvodo. Because Hashem is everywhere, and His glory fills the worlds. And though the blinds may be closed and the door may be shut, there is an active presence before us always. That is Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings. And therefore we are required to get dressed differently. Because of Hashem's presence, we are required to get dressed modestly. And in doing this, Hashem teaches us, by way of action every single day, the most incredible lesson. He teaches us that He is there. That He is there with us and watching us. With this in mind, not only genocides may be prevented, but also our day-to-day lives may be improved. Maybe our internal morality might get a check. Potentially, our tax returns will look different. Or even the way that we talk to our wife and our children. Or the way that we talk about our friends. Knowing that Hashem is there with us is the most powerful lesson that can be in our mind always. However, it may be hard to conceptualize the fact that Hashem is there in front of us always. And that is why on his deathbed, one of the great rabbis of the Talmud instructed his students in his last lesson, may your fear of heaven be like the fear of man. That just like you wouldn't do certain things when somebody's watching you, so too you should know that you should not do those things even when the King of Kings is watching you, because he's always watching. And whilst conscience should be internal, sometimes us as humans need an external point of conscience, and that is Hashem. And that is his knowledge of who we are and what we do, both inside and out. Let us use this to empower us to improve our thoughts, our speech, and our actions. Thank you, and Shalom.